Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, we're wrapping up another week, folks. It's been an interesting week. And I have a very interesting guest for you here this evening, John Kaminsky. He's going to be calling in a few minutes, folks. John Kaminsky, many of you are probably familiar with his work. Those of you who aren't are going to learn a lot tonight because John Kaminsky, he is someone who is, he is fearless. He is a journalist, an essayist, a writer whose opinions have been appearing on the internet now for several years. They've been widely read internationally. His work has been assembled in several books, and we'll be talking more with John tonight. Here in Washington, D.C., I rely on our unreliable Washington Post and our even more unreliable Washington Times for my daily dose of lies from the controlled media. And I saw a very interesting report today that that the Pentagon apparently is gearing up for a possible war with Red China. Well, I know a lot of people are going to like that because people like war. Americans do like war. And it's very interesting. They're concerned about Red China's arms buildup. Well, I'm concerned about any nation's arms buildup, but I'm not sure that requires that we go to war just because they're another country's building up its weapons. And then another article I see, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice expresses concern about, Red China's arms buildup. Well, folks, why isn't anyone expressing any concern about that tiny little country in the Middle East that has made billions and billions of dollars over the last 25 years selling those very arms to China that the United States is now expressing concern about and using as a possible pretext for war? I mean, folks, Israel, for years and years, was Red China's biggest arms supplier. Israel's supposed to be our great ally. Well, if that's true, folks, then why was Israel supplying arms to Red China? Is there an explanation for this? Can anybody logically explain to me why, if Israel is our ally, they should be arming this country that the United States is so concerned about? Now, granted, there have been a few noises made by the Bush administration over the last several years about Israel's supplying of arms to Red China. But in the bigger picture, ladies and gentlemen, it's been allowed to continue unhindered for, going back, since the early 1980s officially, and British historian, his name is McCormick. He wrote under the name, I'm getting old, folks. Sometimes names escape me now. He wrote a book on the Israeli Secret Service under the name Richard Deacon. But his real name is McCormick. He's a British intelligence historian. He pointed out that Israel was engaged in secret nuclear arms development with Red China going back to the early 1960s. Nuclear arms between Israel and Red China. Is Israel really our ally? Maybe if we don't want to go to war against Red China, maybe we should go to war against Israel, since Israel has been supplying Red China with the weapons. Maybe we need to invade Israel and take out that arms supplier. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if Red China is an enemy, then Israel is an enemy of the United States by virtue of the fact that it's supplying these arms to Red China. I mean, am I illogical, folks? I don't know. But that's my rant for the evening here. John Kaminsky has come on aboard, and we only have about a minute before the break that's coming up, but let's bring John up and say hello.
Hello,
John. How are you this evening?
Very well.
Yeah, I guess you heard me say we have a break coming up, and there comes that music, so we'll jump right into it when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. You're going to love it. If you've never heard John Kaminsky before, you're going to hear him tonight. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
C. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp, antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we have a guest on tonight. I've actually already gotten an email from somebody who said, great, you're going to have John Kaminsky on, and that is great, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've been writing now for, oh, God, it scares me sometimes, about 25 years. I've been lucky to have forums like the Spotlight newspaper and the Barnes Review magazine and, of course, American Free Press. And now, of course, I have my own radio show, thanks to John Statmiller and the Republic Broadcasting Network. But, you know, I'll tell you what, the Internet has made a lot of people into writers. And most of the people that are writing on the Internet, they're really coming up with a lot of garbage. You know, there's a lot of purveyors of garbage out there. There's a lot of people I'd like to take their computers away from them because they just shouldn't be there. But I want to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, over the past few years, quite a few years now, really, one name kept popping up. Every time I was opening up my email or scanning the Internet, I kept coming across some fantastic writings by a guy named John Kaminsky, and his last name is spelled K-A-M-I-N-S-K-I, John Kaminsky. And I'll tell you what, he is his writing is like a blowtorch. he doesn't pull any punches. He's somebody who is not afraid of controversy, and he has his internet writings have been circulated all over the world. Many of you are probably familiar with him. He does have his own website, and we're going to be giving out contact information here. So get your pen and paper handy. He's got I believe, four books. Is it, John, is it four books or three?
Four. Let me count. Four.
Okay. So he's got four books of his assembled writings. For those of you who can't get on the Internet, you can order those books from him. All that having been said, John, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Michael. I'm glad to hear you on Republic.
Yeah, John, one of the things that brought you to my attention, and I think to a lot of people's attention, has been your uncompromising stand in saying that the U.S. government version of what happened on 9/11 is just a total lie. And I'm going to ask you a direct question. Why is it a lie? You tell us.
The buildings couldn't have fallen in the way they said they fell. Planes hitting a structure of that magnitude with its solid 47 core columns, planes would not have brought those buildings down. When we see the film of that terrible day, we see those buildings falling into their footprints at free fall speed. There are thousands of different arguments about 9/11, about the cover-up, about the cell phone calls. But the stark fact is those three towers that fell in New York were not knocked down by airplanes. And now there are thousands of websites all over the world that can prove it, chapter and verse. All these, yes, there are all these open questions because we don't know what happened to the people, if there were people on the planes. But we do know that those towers just dropped. And any physicist will tell you that that reaction wouldn't have been produced. Compounded by all the lies that have been told by the government and all the things that have been done since in the name of 9/11. How many hundreds of thousands of people are dead all over the world because of 9/11?
Yeah, John, it's the, I from the very beginning, I had my doubts about the official story, and as I watched it unfold, I was pretty confident that we were being lied to. What would you say was the initial, what was the initial thing that kind of tipped you off? What got you suspicious, John?
Oh, 10 minutes in, I just couldn't believe the story. Somebody was always, I think it was Katie Couric, because I didn't see the first crash, but I did see the second one. I'd just gotten up prior to going to work in the morning, and there's Katie Couric about 10 minutes after it happened already speculated on Arab terrorists. And because I've been watching the American political scene essentially since Vietnam, I said, no way, right off the top. And I started screaming, no way, in my living room. I'm glad my neighbors weren't too close.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, John. This is the, when I'm confronted, people say to me, well, what do you think happened on 9/11? And I ask you that. What do you think happened on 9/11? Who ultimately was behind it? What's your 50-cent version of the scenario?
It was a planned provocation to change the nature of, or to escalate the nature of American foreign policy, as described in the famous PNAC report. It was the Pearl Harbor type event that Grover Norquist and his friends decided was needed to get Americans waving their flag again. Because, as you remember, during the Clinton era, patriotism was kind of declassé and low-key. And there are other provocations throughout the 20th century that have been used for this same purpose, and this was just the latest in the series of those. The story never held up. They did their best to destroy all the evidence and impede every investigation, but the impression that was put out by the mass media, which essentially are owned by the same group of rich men who planned this bombing of New York, this drilling into people's ears through TV and newspapers and radio over and over. By the end of that first day, it was a fait accompli. Arab hijackers had done it, and America was on the warpath. Well, none of that really happened that way. As far as how the buildings were brought down, the professors are still investigating that. But what doesn't hold up is the story they told us, and the only reason the American people followed along is because of their Pavlovian response to what they heard on television telling them to follow along. And that's pretty much the condition we're in America today, where the vast majority don't think for themselves. They just do what they're told.
Well, you know, okay, that opens up a question. I'm really curious as to what your opinion is on this, John. Do you think that George Bush, the president, do you think that he was keyed in personally? Do you think someone said to him, hey, George, we're going to be staging an attack on New York. We need you to play along with the game. Or do you think he was ever told what really went down? Or
I've read many stories where he was kept out of the loop, and you only have to look at him to see why that would be a good idea.
Well, you know, that's my impression, too. I mean, when people have called me an extremist for questioning, and I'm talking about my personal friends now, have called me an extremist for questioning the official version of 911, I always say to them, well, I don't go along with a lot of people who think that the president was in on the deal. But obviously he's played the game, or he's played the, he's followed the
script.
He's followed the script. I was going to say he's singing the correct lyrics that are required of him by his handlers.
I don't think he's planned anything that's happened. I think he's been told to mouth certain words. But as you know, you of all people know, the people who run the country are not the ones who we think are elected.
Well, that's exactly right. John, would you be willing to name some names? Who do you think, and I don't think we have any fear of a lawsuit here, because these people are not going to ever sue us for because they have too many secrets to hide. But would you like to name some names of some of the Americans who you think were in on the deal, who actually knew in advance that this was going to happen?
Well, I think that the chief political operative in the Bush administration is Rumsfeld. I think everybody works for Rumsfeld.
Okay, that's interesting. All right.
He's Cheney's boss.
Okay, I would, yeah. And that goes back to the original...
to the Ford administration.
Yeah, exactly. He literally was Cheney's boss.
And he still is, but those guys are only designated administrators. Sure, Rumsfeld is making a lot of money from his pharmaceutical investments, and Cheney is making a lot of money from his deferred salary from Halliburton. That's just chump change for what's really transpiring in Iraq, because there are trillions of dollars changing hands and moving around and being siphoned off. These contracts, I mean, I've often said that not only the president and vice president and joint chiefs of staff should be in jail, but the entire Congress should be in jail for no other reason for allowing rules to exist where companies can rake. I mean, in the famous, $78 billion was an expenditure for the whole of Iraq, but in these multi-billion dollar Halliburton contracts, Halliburton skims half of that figure, gets a check from the Treasury Department, and then farms it out to a subcontractor for half the money, and that process continues on until operatives are actually placed in Iraq for whatever reason, but they never do the work they say they're going to work. Have we heard much about the schools we rebuilt in Iraq or the phone systems? No, none of that. Yet all those contracts have been let and cut in half, and Halliburton has got the money and Cheney has his cut. But it's not just Cheney, it's not just Bush, it's not just Halliburton. It's the entire Congress and the entire system. And that's why I said on that wonderful Iranian show we were both on the other night, I said it doesn't really matter who's elected president of the United States is going to keep doing the same stuff.
Yeah, that's right, and that's something I've been pounding away at here on this program. That there are still a lot of people out there who put a lot of faith in the Republican Party. You know, they see the Democrats as this scary liberal party. You know, I mean, I remember the arguments in favor of voting. We had to reelect. We had to get. Oh, here we have to get off the air for a moment is what we have to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we have John Kaminsky aboard here tonight. You're welcome to call in. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned for another 40 minutes of great conversation with John Kaminsky. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have John Kaminsky on. John has been rocking the internet with his essays on topics various and sundry. We've been here talking basically about our gangster regime in power that has a face on it of a hand puppet called George W. Bush. But as John has pointed out, there are far more powerful people at work behind the scenes, dictating affairs and making vast profits at the expense of the rest of us. And we were talking as we were going off for that break.
Who was I going to name?
I'm sorry, what, John?
You were asking me who I was going to.
That
leads us to a perfect segue into a subject with which we are both very familiar, and you are certainly a renowned expert on the matter, and I am certainly have gathered a lot of information over time, and it comes down to the question about that famous elephant in the living room and who controls America.
The elephant in the living room. That elephant, does that elephant have a symbol on it, John?
I think it is. It was taken from a flag of a long-ago German bank and changed color from red to blue, and then they put a six-pointed star in the middle of it.
That German bank, would you like to tell the people the name of the bank?
Well, it's funny. It's like the name Rothschild is thrown around a lot, and who knows what it means, because if you try to track down what they control now, they are not only so diversified and ingrained in all the cultures, having created most of the central banks in the world, but also they're protected by this litany of names, members of groups, different names of banks in New York and elsewhere, and it gets really hard to trace, to the point where the Rothschild family right now is really not, I can't really think of too many instances where they come above ground and make mainstream media. But with the financial empire that they created throughout the, I guess, 18th and 19th centuries, and the impact that they've had on this country over time, beginning in the 1890s with the big Jewish influx into the United States, and the subsequent events that happened prior to the First World War, where we really lost our status as a free, self-determining country, because, well, you know the story, the Federal Reserve and how the banks can create money out of nothing. And ever since then, it's been, maybe it was before that too, but the creations of the wars since then, if you read the literature, as I know you have, you begin to see a pattern which clearly is dominated by Jewish financiers over time.
Well, you know, there are people who would say that it's, you know, there are people who are listening right now who just think it's terrible that you've linked the term Jewish with the term financier, and yet that's exactly what we're talking about here.
Well, you and I both know that there is a great hurdle to be cleared in terms of our ability to impart information. And one of the great battles taking place in the world right now is the right to freedom of speech.
That's right, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's something, obviously, we've talked about here on this program. I've had various guests who've had their efforts to silence them, you know, their freedom of speech taken away, And you know what? It's always because of this particular issue. I mean, you can virtually talk about anything else except this elephant in the room that you have brought up here tonight, John.
Well, I send my pieces out to a lot of places, a lot of websites all over the world. And the minute I cross that line and bring up that six-letter word Jewish, a lot of those publications or websites or news distribution points can't forward it, or they'll lose their jobs. I have an interesting tale. There's a really courageous person that I know who happens to be a Democrat, and good people come in all shapes, all religions. There are good people everywhere, and what she does is a very fine job at putting out anti-Bush material. But I sent her a story one time, and I used the rather tame word Zionist in it. And she said she couldn't use the story because her boss wouldn't permit any story to go out with Zionist in it. And this is a courageous person who does a lot. She dredges up a lot of news, but she has that barrier over her head, and she doesn't agree with it, but she wants to keep her job, so she can't go beyond that. And that level, as you so well know, that level of self-censorship that is put in place in the minds of every reporter and editor, and that can't be transcended on pain of losing their job, that is really, I think, the key mind lock situation that has got us into the position we're in now, where the mainstream media is so willingly unconscious about the lies of 9/11 and the lies of Iraq. And as you know, it's a short step from that thought to ask the question, who owns the media?
And, you know, the thing is, you know, they say it's a, they call it an old anti-Semitic canard that the Jews control the media. But you know what, folks? Like John has pointed out here, they do. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We've got a whole raft of callers lining up here who want to talk to John Kaminsky. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you can handle the truth. That's why you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Michael Collins Piper. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., and we have an uncompromising advocate for the truth with us here tonight, John Kaminsky. We have some callers lined up here, and I'm going to take the first caller, but I want to tell you, get your pen and paper handy, because after we're done talking to Don from Ohio, we're going to give you some information about where you can write John Kaminsky and get his books. But you can also check out his website at johnkaminsky.com. That's John's first name and his last name followed by .com, johnkaminsky.com, just like it sounds, johnkaminsky.com. John, if you don't mind, we're going to go ahead with our first caller here, Don from Ohio. Don, come on up.
Basically, there's a lot of smoking guns on 9/11. I think one that's not covered too much is the engine that they found. Can I go to a certain site to find anything that you've written about that engine?
No, I haven't written in particular anything about the engine. I follow the scholars group. I'm in the hard evidence group. A lot of people have thought, Carl Schwartz said he thought the engine at the Pentagon was an A3 Sky Warrior. There have been so many different stories about the Pentagon. People are still talking about it as if it happened yesterday. I don't take that tack on 9/11. There's so much information about so many aspects of the actual operation that I think are properly left to the proceedings of a grand jury once we determine there is probable cause. And how many exposed lies have there been already that any prosecutor worth his salt would have long ago determined that there was probable cause, except for the gag order on the whole thing from the very top?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for your answer.
Yeah, I would just comment there on that, John, that what I don't want to see the 911 thing become is what the Kennedy assassination subject became, because, you know, Mark Lane and a couple other people wrote books back in the 1960s basically outlining, you know, the flaws in the Warren Commission report, and then for the next 25 or 30 years, people got distracted by the minutiae of trying to figure out where the shots were fired from and how many shots were fired in Dealey Plaza and how many assassins there were. I always said that the big bottom line is who put those assassins there. And I think now what you've essentially said here is the same thing, you know, that there's all these details that have come out. We know all these lies that have been told. Now it's time to put, you know, pin the blame on those who are responsible, and I think that's the direction you've gone, and that's why I've particularly admired your work, John.
Well, I've been the only person, I can't say I'm a principal 911 researcher, but I read most of them at one point, and I believe I was the only one who tried to link Israel into the deal, because there are so many superficial facts that when you put them together, it seems to put them at the scene. There was the phone warning. There was the Zim Trading Company, which apparently some people think had a hand in wiring the building for explosives. There were the dancing Israelis across the river. There was Larry Silverstein, who leased the World Trade Center and got $4 billion out of the insurance settlement, who talked to Ariel Sharon on the phone regularly, and his other buddy owns all of the Westfield malls in America.
Well,
you know, there are serious tangents. There's the Barnes Review story on the 38 investors, pre-9/11 investors. They were all Israelis. There are the white vans. And first and foremost, there is the pro-Israeli influence on the White House, no matter who is president, where Pearl and Wolfowitz are the current incarnation of that, but certainly Bill Clinton had his Israeli handlers. And when you take those things all together and then throw in Dov Zakheim, who was going to be responsible for the $2.3 trillion that was missing from the Pentagon budget that Rumsfeld announced in New York the day before 9/11. Anybody who contemplates the 9/11 puzzle and tries to leave Israel out of the equation is just being willfully dense.
Yeah, or lying. I mean, lying by omission, certainly. Yeah, now, John, as I say, you have four books. One of them is The Day America Died.
That's the little chap book. That's sold probably about 7,000 by now, and it's still moving. And I wrote it about 2.5 years ago, and it outlines all the basic areas of 9/11, has a little Israel component in it as well, and I'm very proud about the way that story has held up over time. There have been some technological breakthroughs and the gathering of other significant facts, but the basic parameters of the enigma remain the same.
Well, John, tell people where they can write you and get a copy of that book.
Well, I'm at johnkaminsky.com, which you've already mentioned.
Right.
And if you're not online, you have to write to me. You spelled my name. I'm at 850 Hudson Avenue in Sarasota, Florida, 34236.
That's 850 Hudson Avenue,
Sarasota,
Florida.
S-A-R-A-S-O-T-A. in Florida, 34236.
Yeah, now that's just one of your books, The Day America Died.
The other three books are collections of my internet essays. The third one is about to come out called Recipe for Extinction. The second one was The Perfect Enemy, which includes the essay about how Al-Qaeda is really an operation set up by the U.S. and Israeli governments for purposes of having phantom bandits that they can chase all over the planet and they never catch. Although I see on the Republic website tonight that Osama bin Laden has recently been reported dead, which he's been reported dead for about 2 years.
And then, of course, he has 12 lookalikes, so we never really know who's who.
Anyway, the first collection is America's Autopsy Report, and that's when I first started writing about 9-1-1. But they've all sold well, and I have an interesting email list. These are great people who care about what happens in the world, and they're all so frustrated that they can't get the straight story from their typical media, which is why people like you and me and networks like Republic are so important, because we have to stop what's going on or it's going to stop us.
Yeah, John, why don't you give your email address, too, in case anyone wants to drop you a note or get further information about your books?
skylax@comcast.net. That's skylax.
That's kind of like Skylax, skylax,
yes.
@comcast.net. Real
right.
Simple address. Okay, well, folks, I hope you'll definitely check out John's books. They're what, $18.95 a piece, and what, $5 shipping and handling?
The little one, yes, for the three collections, and the little one you can see on my website is $6 and $1.50 shipping and handling. So if you want to send a note to my address, send $7.50, and I'll get one of the little booklets right out to you.
Yeah, this is real good information, folks. If you haven't read John's stuff, you need to read it, because John's got a lot of insights. He's a talented writer. And, you know, there, as I say, there's just so much garbage circulating around out there on the Internet. Thank God there's a few good folks out there who are putting out good things, and one of them is John Kaminsky.
Well, one of the things we could talk about, Michael, is some of the people who put out things that seem to be particularly in criticizing America. People have been talking about a recent Howard Zinn piece. You know who Howard Zinn is?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
People's History of the United States. And there are other writers, many of whom happen to be Jewish, who, like Noam Chomsky, just to name one, who say really insightful and important things about American behavior. But what they don't say, and this is true of most, if not all, critics on the left, and I'm thinking primarily of Amy Goodman here.
Good example, yeah.
They don't say who just might be behind this current American behavior, and they never do what you have done so often and take the picture of what is happening in terms of what the United States is doing and who might be behind that.
You know, that's the, well, it all comes back to what we talked about at the turn of the half hour there, this elephant in the living room.
Ah, yes.
You know, and actually, you know, John, I was thinking over the break there, you know, an elephant is such a mild-mannered animal, you know. I would say that what we have in the living room is a jackal. You know, this is something that it's an evil force, and you know, you just got to keep pounding away at it. Now, we have a caller also named John coming in from New York. John, come on up.
Hello?
Hello, John from New York. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can
yeah,
you hear
John,
me?
Go ahead.
Okay, by way of analogy, every so often a police officer will shoot somebody in the back and realize he made a mistake, and he'll plant a gun on the victim and say, wow, self-defense. So my question is, why didn't the United States plant some weapons of mass destruction in Iraq to justify this whole fiasco?
That's an interesting...
Well, okay, so I rack my brain, I come up with a reason. They deliberately didn't plant the weapons. In fact, there's a report that there was an attempt to do it that was killed by friendly fire, which, you know, they have other weapons they could have put there. But the point is that they deliberately didn't do it because They want us to pay reparations, which is what happened to Germany after World War One. And so I said, well, why would they want that? And now it comes up with a bigger scheme. It seems that the Federal Reserve is a con, and they've inflated the hell out of our currency. It's worth nothing. And now with a long con, you want to have what they call a blow-off, where you get rid of the sap without him realizing he got ripped off. And what they would do is say, well, it's the reparations. You know, everything was running good until we got hit with these reparations from the UN, just like they did to South Africa. And all of a sudden, you know, you lost your house, you lost your pension, you lost your car, you lost maybe even your kids. Maybe that's why I wanted the Dubai that still uses human slavery to run our ports.
John Kaminsky, what do you have to say about that?
Well, it's an interesting tangent, but I think the American economy is blown long before reparations might sink in. I don't exactly know what's happening now. I just know that the off-budget expenditures for Iraq, they must be approaching exceeding the rest of the budget. I'm not really sure, but so much money has changed hands over Iraq. And as far as bankrupting the United States, well, I don't think we're going to have to wait for reparations to see that happen.
I guess not. What are we spending every month officially in Iraq? I mean, and now they want to go to it. They want to go into Iran. I mean, you know, John, thank you for your call. Let's go to Mike from Las Vegas. See what Mike has to say.
Hi, Mike and John. Thank you guys so much for getting together and getting on the radio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
First off, I'd just like to say, if you're listening, Daryl Bradford Smith, you owe John Kaminsky a big apology for demonizing and censoring him. It's a shame what he had to say about you after your last interview. I found nothing at all possible in you trying to set him up.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. I've stopped trying to fathom the personalities I meet on the radio, and actually I don't include Mike Piper in that because he comes from his books and an established track record. But people turn up on the radio and they pretend to be your friend for a while and you give them your heart and then they turn around and do something funny to you. And I just, a lot of people don't agree with this, but I would just as soon not get into those flaps because there are more important things to be doing.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. The real reason why I called you tonight is I wanted to share an experience of reading a couple of your most recent articles aloud, you know, to myself and also to my partner. And that those articles were, How Long Do You Have? And the setup to destroy America. And what happened is myself and my partner have been investigating 9/11 for probably about 4 years now. And we've been following your writings very closely and getting into all of the other realms of the Talmudic implications and the whole Jewish connection. And what happened was when I read these articles to my partner, it was like, everything crystallized, and it started to make more sense of the urgency of what's happening here in this country. And personally, I don't see that we have very much longer for, you know, the status quo to be maintained. I personally think that there's going to be some awful things happening. And so as a result, next week we are headed up to British Columbia. I don't know that it's really the ultimate final solution to, you know, be free, but it's a step out of this insane asylum, and it's the best that I can come up with right now because I do not want to be around for any kind of racial war or a nuke or any of this other crap that we're having to deal with.
Well, this has been on the minds of everybody who's paying attention to the news. Do you run or do you try to stand and fight? And when you look at the forces that are arrayed you, I live in Florida, so I'm looking at Jeb Bush and Catherine Harris and Porter Goss.
What a gang.
As my governmental representatives. How do you, first of all, you can't cooperate with them. Second, you can't run from them because the forces at their disposal are just overwhelming. They can change elections, for instance.
Exactly.
So where do you run? And I run into the nightmare that if you run, because I know a lot of people who've gone to Malaysia, that's an American hotspot now, and Thailand and over in that Singapore Crescent over there, and people who are going to Central and South America. But the question that always stops me from leaving my comfortable little neighborhood is, what happens if the United States suddenly loses its hegemony over the world? And I think the answer is it becomes open season on Americans everywhere. And I think if we can speculate about the larger plan of what the people who are really running things have in store for us, I think that the smashing of the American Republic is really their top priority. So if you run and hide in some jungle somewhere, you're just exchanging one set of problems for another. And more importantly, at some point you'd have to think that we are going to be able to pick up the pieces, and there better be somebody left around to do it.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you for your call.
I'd just like to recommend everyone check out JewWatch.com and judicial-inc.biz. Thank
good
you, guys.
Stuff. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. Sadly, we're going into our last few minutes after this break, but we're going to try to get your calls in.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you with John Kaminsky. This hour has gone far too fast, folks, but we're definitely going to have John back sometime soon. In the meantime, you can always go to his website at johnkaminsky.com, or you can write John at 850 Hudson Avenue, Sarasota, Florida, 3-4-2-3-6. Okay, we have two callers waiting to come up here, and we got about 5 minutes left. So, gentlemen, if you can, make your comments short and sweet and give John a chance to respond. Mike from Arizona.
John and Michael.
How are you
today? About, you were talking about Rumsfeld. It's kind of interesting. It seems like these capitalists, they actually almost worship the ones among them that can torture the Gentiles the worst and get the most money from them. I was doing a little bit of research on our food industry and the kosher food industry. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
It's interesting. The meat in this country now is completely controlled by the capitalists. And they have this way of torturing animals to death. And not only that, but they charge us for that.
you're absolutely right about that. And years ago, there was a guy named Rudy Stanko who was in the meat business in the Midwest, and he ran up against these people. John, did you have any comments on that?
No, I know nothing about that, basically.
Oh, there's a website that it's meat.org. It shows a videotape. It is so incredibly horrible what they do to these animals.
You're absolutely right about that, Mike. Let me thank you for your call, Mike, and let's move on to Art from Tennessee. Art, we got a minute or two left here. Jump on up.
Hey, guys. Well, I'd originally called to say the whole problem with 9/11 is building number 7. Why did it fall? But that's past what I want to talk about. The way we fight back is we got to start small with the city councils. Go to your city council, have them put out a bill saying they disagree with the Patriot Act, and work from there. Go from city council to county commission to state and work your way out of it and back up your neighbors. I moved out in the middle of friggin' nowhere, and that's how I'm going to take care of it.
Okay.
That's all we can do, I think.
All right, Art. Thank you, guys. John, yeah, we got a minute or two left here. Do you have any closing remarks, any advice for our listeners?
Well, we could probably say it together, couldn't we, Michael? We need to understand the influences that have changed the kind of life we thought we had, the kind of government we thought we had. Now the elections don't count. Now it's ridiculous to even vote. It's ridiculous to talk about candidates. What we need to focus on is who's controlling the world and why are we doing this thing in Iraq when Iraq was never a threat to this country, and ask yourself the question, how much of a threat Iraq was to Israel is why all these American people are dying and killing everybody in that neighborhood.
Well, John, you know, you're pointing the finger, and thank God you are, and I just wish there were more people out there like you. There are so many people who want to dance around the issues and not as you say, you know, they blame it on America, but it's not America, and there's nothing American about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's say thanks to John Kaminsky, and you check out his website at johnkaminsky.com. John, I've really enjoyed this, and we're going to do it again real soon.
Thanks, Michael. Look forward to it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we need more people out there like John Kaminsky. Give men like John Kaminsky your support. johnkaminsky.com. Well, we're wrapping up another week here, folks, and we'll be back on Monday, and we'll try to cause some more trouble and point some fingers and blame the guilty parties and name them without fear or favor. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good weekend. This is Michael Collins Piper. Stay tuned here on the Republic Broadcasting Network for more good programming.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.